Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Let's talk about these Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay. Lakers, LeBron and
Bambi Legs is not, he's still struggling right now.
Let's talk about these Lakers. Lakers started 0-5. That was their worst start since 2014, tied for worst start in franchise history.
2014?
Tied for worst start.
Were you on that team?
Are you on that 2014 team, man?
Yes.
I wasn't playing, I was hurt.
Yeah, same thing.
But
Myron Scott was the coach.
Oh, okay.
The 0-5 is tied for LeBron's worst start in his career, too. They got Darvin Ham's first win against the Nuggets.
Hey, shot,
finally started knocking down some shots. So, like I said, Lakers are currently 1-5 as of this taping. They got the Pelicans tonight, so we'll see how that goes. But look, one of the top defensive teams in the league, but one of the worst offensive teams in the league. So, Gil, I'm going to ask you first.
Ooh.
Gil Pelinka, put your Gil Pelinka hat on.
I don't want to put my Pelinka hat on.
You Gil.
What you I don't want to put his hat on. His hat is horrible.
All right, so put your hat on.
Okay.
How do you fix the Lakers, Gil?
What you do, Gilbert? So.
Fire Pelinka. Listen, you can't make your name because you had Kobe Bryant.
You should have fired him. They should have
Because you have Kobe Bryant. You was Kobe Bryant's best friend. I get that. What does that have to do with your decision-making on other talent, right?
Yeah,
I think he had too much power coming in because of Kobe Bryant's name.
Yeah.
With no, his first bad deal was this. Magic Johnson had a trade for AD that included what, Josh Hart, Kuzma, Ball.
He chose Kuzma over B.I. Ball,
and he chose to keep Kuzma over B.I.
I think, but was the money was the issue at that point.
No. Magic Johnson had that deal done.
But Kuzma was making,
they thought Kuzma
B.I. was making more bread than Kuz at that point. Kuz was still under his rookie deal.
Both on the rookie deals.
But they thought Kuzma was better.
I thought B.I. re-upped already.
No, B.I. re-upped in
Because Kuzma had a better showing in the summer league and all that.
One was averaging 18-7, one was averaging 18-3. But one was 3 years older.
But one had a, but B.I. was making more bread.
No, Kuz, I don't think so.
Kuz was a what, late first rounder, B.I. was lottery.
Yeah, but it was, but what I'm saying
is the money match.
But that was what Magic had that deal done. It was, and then once the trade, we want to keep Kuzma instead of B.I., realized that he was a younger player, which means he has more upside, right? So that let me know when you made that trade and then B.I. turned into an all-star, that lets me know you're not very, you don't see, you don't see what you need to be looking at. I don't know what you're looking at, but you're not looking at the right thing.
So, but if you're gonna bash him, do you give him credit for that?
As B.I. though.
Yeah, he was. There was a half a point difference. One was 18, one was 21.
Well, I'm asking you.
But Kuzma, that was Kuzma's first year though, averaging that. Like Kuzma, B.I. been there before Kuzma got there.
But so one was 21, one was 18.
What I'm saying. Kuzma came in averaging that over B.I.
21 years old.
But that was Kuzma first year. He didn't have to wait. Like, B.I. first year, he only averaged like 11 or something.
Cool.
11 or 12. Kuzma got there averaging 17, 18.
I get that part.
So that's why they was that's why he was
I get,
up
I get that part. But one didn't. One was averaging 18 at 21. The other one wasn't even 21 yet. So when he got 21, he was an all-star. So now let's compare his 21 to his 21.
He was an all-star 21.
He was.
Wasn't.
But here's my question for you guys. If you're going to blame Pelinka Lakers,
do you
give him credit for the 2020 championship?
Do I have to?
You can do whatever you want, Gil. This is your show.
I think more genie. That was more genie.
I mean, no. The championship comes because, you know, they were the better team during that bubble time. You know, and we have to give LeBron credit for LeBron staying in shape in keeping that team in shape.
But do you give him credit for assembling that roster is the question.
No, it was, no.
Okay, I'm just asking.
No, did you see the roster?
It was bad.
Do you see the, did you see the roster? The roster wasn't an actual good roster.
The roster was solid.
No.
It was a championship level roster.
It was bad solid. It was bad solid.
It was a good solid.
It was bad solid. It was better than what they got.
Y'all know Danny Green was on there, right?
That's what I'm saying. They had at least a shooter.
Yeah, Danny Green. And you know, it was Brandon.
Who they got down?
Who was it? What was it? Avery. Avery. No. Avery. Avery. Was it? Was his name Avery Bradley?
Was he on the? He was on.
Yeah,
the
Avery Bradley started off the season with them.
He was playing.
He was playing. Avery Bradley was playing.
He's good. He's a defender. Avery Bradley at one time was the defense player of the year, wasn't he?
Hell no. Then you had Caruso, right?
They got a better.
You had KCP.
They love Caruso.
That's your four. But what I'm saying, that's your four. That's four players on a guard rotation that's playing heavy minutes for a championship team.
No Caruso slander, Gil.
No. I love Caruso. But I'm just saying those four players were major minute guys on a championship team. The only reason they won a championship because they playing Miami Heat. Who the hell do they have?
It would have been tough trying to get clear. So
who the hell do they have?
But
you play who gets put up.
But I'm saying, but so that's what I'm saying. So to win the championship, they played against basically a YMCA team.
They did
lose two games still.
The Nuggets is good. They would have played the hard. Clippers is good.
I'm not giving him credit for that roster because that roster could have been better if he made a better trade.
Yeah.
So then you give him.
It wouldn't put them in the situation they're in now for the last 3 years.
So who do you blame for the Westbrook trade?
The person who made it. Who made it?
Allegedly, everybody likes to blame LeBron
for it. That's not a bad deal. If they had shooters around, it wouldn't be so bad. Patrick Beverly think he's a three-point shooter. Like, he shoots at least seven threes a game. Like, when did this happen? Patrick Beverly.
He's shooting a lot of threes.
Ray Allen didn't even shoot that.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like Russ is passing to Patrick Beverly to shoot threes. And then you got, who's this? Lenny Walker, what's his name? Nobody even know who that is.
Who?
Lonnie Walker.
Is that the dude that just be playing?
Yes.
Like, you know about this? I'm just gonna be honest with you.
You got Russ, Patrick Beverly, Lonnie Walker, Bron, and AD on the court.
And Reeves. Okay, hold on.
Sagging off the key.
I want to ask big media that's bigger than us.
Not much bigger than us, though, I'm gonna be honest.
They want Westbrook to come off the bench. For who?
But Patrick Beverly.
Who?
They said Patrick Beverly better than
who? Who is he coming off the bench for? What player on that team is on the bench? They don't. It's not like they got a Jordan Poole over there. They don't have Jordan Poole for us to be like, all right.
That's what I said.
Jordan Poole, come on in. And then do it. No, who's on the bench that's like, yeah, we going to be some starters? Nobody. They ain't nobody on that fucking roster that deserves a start. There's three starters that I see on that team. Three. There's three NBA starters on that team. And then Patrick Beverly is like half one, depending on what kind of team you have.
Yeah.
But depending on your team, your layout, he can start because of what he brings. But there's only three actual NBA starters on that team. The rest of the team, to be honest, I wouldn't even be mad. I wouldn't be mad if they just left him off the roster.
Not arguing.
Like if my NBA 2K, I just need those three on my NBA 2K, and then you can just give me fillers to fill up the rest of it. I know, that's what it looked like. These three, and then fill the rest up, and then someone said, yeah, you might want to sit Russ on the bench.
Yeah, like, that's what I hate. Like,
for who?
I'm just going to say, Lakers did get their only win of this season with Russ coming off the bench. And it's not a matter of the three starter thing, but you got Russ and LeBron who are both ball dominant. How do you envision that working? Because it didn't work last year. They were 11-10 when they all played together.
They had the same team, though.
Listen, I understand what y'all are saying. If it didn't work last year, it ain't gonna work this year, period. You're doing the same plays as last year, it's gonna happen the same way this year. Because what happens is this, Russell's had the ball his whole career, right?
Yeah.
He's trained his skill around having the ball. All his moves are made having the ball. Now you're saying, all right, you beat Klay Thompson. He? What? That ain't his motherfucking skill. And you wonder why he's hitting the side of the basket.
So then the question remains, why make that trade to begin with?
Like, because they look at names, not the skill.
That's all I'm saying.
They're looking at the names. Oh, I like this name, and I'm going to put this name, not realizing these two players, LeBron and Westbrook, played the same game. That's just like saying, all right, LeBron, you go play the three, and you do post-ups, and you do ISOs. His game will look different because that's not his skill. No, that's not sure. You know what I mean? And people don't understand that. You have him in the wrong setting. If you're going to use Westbrook, use him. Go back, watch film of Dwayne Wade in 2005, 2006, right? 2004, 2005. Watch his plays. Watch his playbook on how they use him. And then when him and LeBron got together, watch how they use LeBron, Dwayne Wade in the offense. Go to the side. LeBron, go to his side. Zipper him up. Zipper up Russ. ISO from there. Zip, pick and roll from there.
So I guess my point is, does it make sense then to put Russ off the bench with that second unit, Bron off the court? They had success against the Nuggets. I think they went on like a 13-0 run when LeBron was on the bench, when Russ was able to be more of his traditional
cool.
style.
Cool. I'm on the bench. I'm coming off the bench with who? Who the f*** is these guys?
But he still gets the
same
amount of minutes.
Who the f*** is these guys? That's what our Laker roster looks like. Who the f*** is these guys? Him and that bump on his head. Him and the little bump he just got. That right there, he must have got a physical.
He'll whoop your ass.
Huh? No, I know he's crazy.
Yeah. All right? Saginaw.
But he can't get to my gates.
He's from Saginaw. He got to know the code.
But what I'm saying is, why are you listening to
I think he got a little faster now. You lost some weight.
Why are you listening to the media?
You lost some weight?
Yes, I did.
How much you lose?
I lost about 22.
22?
Yeah.
Damn, so how much did you sell 22 on top of 33?
I took that 22, put it
right there. Because I'm thinking about boxing you.
Hey,
you need your
I told you. I ran into your homie in high school.
I told Gil, if you and Nick fought.
I ran into your homie.
The hood would love it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some dogs say he dogged you in high school. In Birmingham, said that's the reason you left school because you got cut after that. He got cut from Birmingham because dude was killing you.
Yeah, you got cut from Birmingham.
He got killed. I heard. Yeah, don't stutter. Don't stutter.
I was on JV. I was on JV, and I didn't play.
You was on JV.
Your freshman year?
How do you even get a show?
That sounds racist.
They don't give shows to the people that play JV.
No,
if you play JV, you can't get a show.
No, the varsity team was good.
You can't get a JV. You can't get a show if you play JV, bro. I'm about to leave if you play JV.
I went to Birmingham.
What is that?
They had four dudes trying to go to pros in high school.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. Birmingham is trash.
You crazy as hell.
Birmingham?
The year I went there?
The year you got cut?
I didn't get cut. I was on JV.
That's what I'm saying. You got cut.
I didn't even get close to varsity. I wasn't even thinking about me for varsity. So who said this?
Who said this? JV? I don't want to know about the story no more. You on JV? Who want to talk about JV program? JV. No disrespect to y'all for playing JV. Y'all not going to make it. Y'all ain't even got a chance. Yeah, if you playing JV, you ain't making it.
I was on JV.
If you playing JV now, you ain't going to make it.
The game was the last game. Just I had leave. 10 points. Just that leave. Was my whole basketball career.
If you playing JV, do what he did.
And then I got so mad.
He went to Grant, he got cut, went to Grant, they didn't have a team.
And then I trained so hard and went to Grant, and then bust Birmingham's ass the next year.
So how you bust their ass, they was trash, and you was playing JV? I don't get it. How did you come back in 3 months, bust their ass, and they was trash?
That's why my son going to a school. So you can bust the everyone?
I guarantee he won't.
I guarantee. But he's having 36. Yeah.
Somebody got to shoot.
Him.
Somebody got to shoot.
All him.
If you go to the Aces team in school, somebody got to shoot.
Facts. Why would you go a team averaging
12? I know Lil Hispanic averaging 30, but he won't make it to the pros. If he put him in, goddamn.
Is he 6'5"? Is he 6'5"? Is he 6'5" right now?
No.
My son gave you 20.
My son gave you 20.
He gave you a dub in the adult league. He gave you a dub in the adult league.
Nick, did your son give you 20 in the adult
league? Hell no.
My son called me and said, I just played against Nick.
And I dog walked him.
He said,
I dog walked him.
I said,
had him on a leash, dog walking him like this the whole day.
I said,
like this, just dog walking him all around the corner.
I said, did Nick kill you?
I haven't let him do this a little bit.
Nick had 37. I said, I'm
gonna take a squat.
He said, I had 20 on him.
I had 37?
He said, yeah,
37. Let him take a squat.
Hey, he said, I had 20 on Nick Young.
Everybody gonna say they did that because I played in the game. But I dog walked his ass all around that court. Just walking him around.
How
the gym
my
like
son
this.
Had 20
had
on
him on the leash, just walking him.
They thought he was an NBA player after that.
I couldn't tell that shit.
I couldn't tell my son nothing.
That's what I'm supposed to do for my nephew. But the dude didn't give you confidence too, but you got confidence.
I don't even know who. Was he on varsity?
I don't know, he just said he the reason why you got transferred. He said you got cut.
He must be a barber now.
Bust your ass.
He's a barber now. He's just
stylist. You know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
You know who he is. He said he's a barber now. I know. I remember that.
Is he a barber?
Is he a barber?
I don't know. You're not telling you won't say the name.
He might be a barber. You remember the dude that bust your ass?
I was in. Bust my ass?
Yeah.
In high school?
When you was on JV? Like, they go freshman, sophomore, then you play JV.
First of all, I was on JV my freshman year.
Nobody
I didn't play
JV
until
game.
I didn't play until the last game of the season.
Nobody goes.
I was on the bench.
No,
I was benched. I didn't play. I wasn't good enough.
So you couldn't play on JV? So you wasn't good enough, and then in 3 months you got super good and came back and bust their ass. I never seen that in history. Who's that trainer?
Huh?
Where that trainer at? If he could train you in 3 months to come back and bust
your ass. Well, you hear the story? I done said the story before. I said I was on JV. I didn't play. I went up to the coach and said, hey, what do I got to do to get better? He said, this is what he said.
This
you would never make my varsity team.
I know, because you was
That's
trash.
I was trash.
I know.
I was trash. And then I checked myself into adult league. I trained my ass off.
For 3 months.
12 hours a day. I didn't go to
it
sleep.
It don't matter if you train that hard for 3 months. You're not coming back.
The
Michael
next
Jordan.
Year, most valuable player in the league.
You're not coming back, Michael Jordan.
They changed the rules
bro.
Because of me.
You're not coming back, Michael Jordan, in 3 months.
Listen.
I don't care. If
in
you
our,
did that,
league,
who was the trainer?
I went from 5'6".
George Gervin, where the trainer at?
I went from 5'6" to 6'2".
Who is the trainer, Michael Jordan?
I went from 5'6" to 6'2", though.
Jesus Christ had to train you.
I went from 5'6"
Jesus trained you for 3 months. Jesus changed you for 3 months.
And that.
Jesus like, do this move. Do that. Thank you, God.
That's all.
Thank you, God.
That's your coach. That's your coach.
Thank you, God.
Best player to ever come out of this slug.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You crazy. You must be high as hell.
What you
average? I average 27, 30.
I got booed doing that. I got booed averaging just to, there was play, if I averaged 20, 27.
We killed Grant. You know how much I had on Grant?
I don't care.
47 on Grant, just because you went there. For fun. They said, Gil's the best player. He went to Grant. Oh, for real? I'ma show y'all. 47 and 3/4 to set out. Dunking on all y'all. 3/4. Ain't get cut. I didn't play until my junior year. I didn't want to play basketball until my 27? Junior year.
27? That's the most you ever?
You know what? I was ditching and stuff. They sent me to the valley. They said,
see,
man,
that's why
you're not good at you. You don't want to. You don't want to go to school.
No,
so they sent me to the valley. I got bust.
I get it now.
I'm the best player in the valley.
I get it now. See, 27? That number's so low that people in my era, if they held me to 35. They name was in the paper. Arena Stopper.
Oh, man.
Arena Stopper, if they held me to 35. I was averaging before
me. I averaged 27 for all my years.
I was averaging 55 a game. I was behind Teddy DuPage in scoring until I met me. I was getting the triple doubles. And listen, what?
Man, you, God help you.
Better look at the, why you
went from getting cut from JB? You went from getting cut from JB.
Why you didn't compare us? That's why you can't convince nobody.
I know, because I didn't. I didn't play JB. Nobody never said you were going to be on JB, Nick. Soon I stepped in, I started.
That's what's
27, up. 15, and 5.
Those are nice stats.
I was a four man.
That's why you're not in the Hall of Fame.
You crazy.
You ain't in the
ain't no such thing as Hall of Fame.
I got
me and Jordan would have been the first nominated. I was already the first.
2018.
I gotta pull up some old Daily News articles.
I played against him.
We didn't ring the water Valley
Blitz. Let him know. Let him know what the Valley Boy did to y'all.
I think I held you to like 34.
Nah, it was 40 something.
You went the
You dropped 40 on Chris, Grant. I remember that.
40 on Chris Show.
Where's Grant at?
Right by Valley College. You know, you said you went in there and had 40.
It was in a tournament. We wasn't going to Grant. It was too good for Grant. It was a tournament. It was a heart tournament. You mean a heart tournament? Y'all playing a heart classic?
Wasn't good enough to go to. We were still like.
Who was on your team?
We were still like the Thousand Oaks.
Who was on your team?
Me.
I had four other college
players. No, Cleveland was good.
Yeah. I had three other college players.
Let's get back to these Lakers.
You had nobody else go to college?
That's his own show, to be honest.
Nobody else went to college?
Each other.
Bro, no. Not even you. No, it wasn't. It was me.
I'm talking all me.
All right, so let's talk about AD. Before season started, AD said he wanted to play all 82 games this season.
Hell no.
Lakers Nation was not rolling. Just play enough. Play enough to get us to the playoffs. It looks like that back has been acting up.
He's already missed the game, right?
He's already missed the game.
Yeah, so that.
But numerous times this season going off, having to get the back warmed up. Like, y'all have dealt with back injuries in your career before.
Nope. Don't put that on me.
I did.
You didn't have no back problems?
I did.
Okay.
I had that thing with the nerve shot through your leg. That Steve Nash.
So I'm gonna ask you, what's the appropriate way for AD? He don't need to play all 82, but what's an acceptable amount of games?
He needs to play all 82. I'm just tired of AD. Like he had me feeling like he was like top.
Listen,
three
I think,
big
listen,
man
I
ever.
Think AD has done what he needed to do for LA Lakers.
That one championship.
He got us a championship.
And it's over. So they gonna trade him?
But you got LeBron.
Would you trade him?
You got LeBron year 20.
How old is he, 27?
Let's ask that question. I'm gonna ask y'all that question. If you're the Lakers, would you trade AD? And what's an acceptable return for AD? I wouldn't do it. I like his potato chip.
You know, I think it's hard to evaluate talent now because we have a 38-year-old doing what he's doing. So when you hear 29, you're like, I got about 9 more years of greatness, not realizing that the comparison is just.
That's just LeBron.
But even, look at Steph in year 14.
That's just LeBron.
I know, but that's
I don't
what I'm saying.
Nobody else can be doing what LeBron.
No, I know that. That's why we don't blame. Yeah. That's why we don't do no LeBron blaming around
here. But if you say Steph in year 14, over the next 4 or 5 years, you see Steph falling off that much? Because I think he could, if there was anybody we're going to talk about that could get to the level what LeBron's doing, Steph could be doing that.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, his is more skill shooting and
he's gonna become
mental.
A spot up shooter in a minute. Yeah.
So
it's also an age thing too. Obviously, LeBron coming out of high school, Steph spending 3 years in college.
It's just like
LeBron James right now has a free pass. The reason is if you compare him to everyone in history at that age. At that year, we didn't expect shit from them, right? Kareem, what were you doing in year 20?
If you put him around the team, if you put Kobe on that team, I don't know.
No. Kareem, what did you do in year 20?
But the problem with Kareem versus LeBron is you got Kareem with 4 years of college, so.
But what I'm saying is, what?
Look at Kareem around year 16.
I'm talking about year, when he was 40, when he was 38, what did he do? What did he look like?
Well, MVP.
No, he wasn't.
He did win MVP.
At what age?
And then at 40-something, didn't he?
I think he was at like 7.
No, he won MVP, fool.
No.
Then he won Finals MVP.
No.
Kareem at age 39 was putting up 17.5 a game.
Bleh.
That's what LeBron really needs to do.
No, because he can still go.
When you look at what the, AD was supposed to be the guy to come in, it really was supposed to be his team, at least regular season. You can activate playoff LeBron. Mm-hmm. But last year, this year, LeBron looks like he's taking way too much of a strain going into year 20. Yeah, the numbers are great, past Kareem on the all-time scoring list, all that stuff, but if it's getting you trash-ass seasons where the team's not making the playoffs, what's the solution?
I think he needs to not try to average 30. I think
No, that's crazy people talk.
No, it's not, because it's like he's shooting too much. He's shooting 5, 10 threes a game. Like, when LeBron turned into a three-point shooter? I know he can't go to the hole like he used to. Like,
I wish we could drug test our guests, bro. Because that's crazy people talk. Do you see his team? Huh? Who else gonna shoot it? Huh?
That's like you.
No.
You on Grant. No. You got cut from Birmingham, and you come to the Lakers like Lonnie Walker.
Who gonna take the shots?
You, Lonnie Walker.
Who gonna take the shots?
You.
If LeBron don't take those shots, who gonna take them?
Give him a reason. Lonnie Walker.
Lonnie Walker.
No,
Lonnie
I'm
Walker.
Just saying.
Lonnie Walker. Hey, no. just save him 24
seconds.
Reeves.
Huh? I'm Reeves. Saying is that, LeBron no, I'm don't need to if, take okay. that many. That He needs okay. to be LeBron.
Okay,
but
LeBron. Okay, LeBron. Let's get, how much is LeBron
Reserve
now?
LeBron.
Okay.
Do what? What's the point guard they had that won a championship with him? Rondo. Oh. Be like Rondo.
LeBron currently is averaging 26. 9 and 7.
All right, that's it. All right, he's averaging 26. Let's take him down to 18. Who's capable of getting those extra 8 points?
AD.
Nobody.
AD. Let AD be MVP. LeBron is not about to win MVP no more.
Listen,
his last chance from trying to win MVP was in 2020 when he got robbed from MVP.
If he was capable of doing it, then he would be doing it.
He is capable of doing it. AD.
I thought he just had back injury.
He
got back spasms, booty hurt, all that. Every week there's something. I stopped watching. I'm scared to wear my jersey and clothes. No, but what I'm saying is, who's capable of holding those points? Because you got to remember, if they can do it, LeBron wouldn't do it.
AD should be is the point.
He should be, but he's not.
But that's taking the ball out of AD's hands. When LeBron come down and shoot that three 10 times, that's taking it. That's going to hit the click to go the other way.
All right. You know what?
I want LeBron to average like 20 to 20. I say 22 to about between 19 and 22.
Okay. This is the same goofy shit they were telling Kobe that year when he had Chris Mims and all of them.
And look what happened.
And it was like, no. This is when they were up 3-1. And it was like, man, you should pass the ball to your teammates. Wait. He was like, okay.
Oh, man.
This who y'all want me to pass the ball to?
No, that's not the same team. Definitely not the same team.
Yeah.
It ain't the same team.
All right, go ahead, y'all.
If Kobe would have had them AD, it would have been different.
He going to do the same thing. Oh, yeah. Let me go. Here. Hey. Patrick Beverly, you shoot the 10 threes.
They still shoot
it. You shoot the 10 threes.
He's shooting
it. You go from 6 to 10. That's what we're saying here. LeBron, take less shots and let these guys.
They're shooting it regardless. I'm talking about if he had, obviously you can't pass it to, well.
Nobody.
Yes, but I'm saying it. To reserve it.
In our mind.
To reserve it, he need.
To reserve what? What?
He want to play with Bronny, right?
We got to play with Bronny. This is a fucking G League team.
He want to play with Bronny, right?
We got three stars in G League.
He want to play with his sons.
Last question for y'all.
Reserve.
Last question for y'all.
G League team.
Lakers squad, as of this taping, 1-5. Do you think this team can make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Top 10 in the West. They can just make the play-in game. They just got to finish top 10. Can they do that?
They're top 5 teams in the West right now.
They're top 5 team in the West, man.
Who would you have for? Wait, the same team? No. Wait, hold on.
They're top 8 team in the West.
With the team we have right now?
Yes.
This current roster, you think can finish top 8 in the West?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
With the same team we have?
Who better?
So Walker's on the team still?
But name 18's better.
Patrick Beverly still on
the team. They trash.
I don't even know who's on the bench.
Nobody
I don't even know who's on
I
the bench.
I don't know. I really don't know. Neither.
I know. Nobody thank you.
But still, with LeBron and AD,
I watched the game.
With LeBron and AD,
soon as they sub, I go to a whole other game.
With LeBron and AD,
soon as they sub, I'm like, all right, I'm good.
All right, they still the top 18 with LeBron.
I watched the start at Lakers. Lakers got my Lakers shit on. Soon as they,
you know, Lonnie Walker was on the start. What are you talking about?
Patrick Beverly again. I just thought it was two Patrick Beverly's out there. Who they passed to? I didn't know that was a new player. He he just shooting the line. I thought that was KCP. I don't listen. I pay attention to three players. I do like the media do. If you don't want to talk about the rest of that lineup, I'm not even gonna look at him either.
They don't talk about it.
They pretend that we have a Jordan Poole on the team, and we got some Klay Thompsons, and we got some Tyler Heroes coming in. And again, they pretending we have them, and we're not pretending that Lonnie Walker played 4 or 5 minutes last year, and he playing big minutes over here in the Laker uniform.
Can Russ get 6 minutes of the year still?
Yeah. It's only 7 games in the season.
We're going to find out.
And he shouldn't.
But
ain't no way he should be coming off the bench.
Who 18 better than
I see why he got an attitude.
They 18.
I don't have an attitude too. You telling me to come off the
Lakers
bench. And then
playoff.
I got to look at who's starting.
Lakers making the playoffs.
Lakers making the playoffs? Lakers making the playoffs?
No.
Damn.
Bet on it.
Wait.
Because you owe me money.
It's my team.
You owe me money.
I'm a Laker guy.
You owe me money.
I don't like.
Last time I was here, I bet Boston was going to win, right?
Boston didn't win championship.
No, but they beat
this was finals. We're doing the finals.
All right, so I bet the Lakers make it to playoffs. How much you bet?
$5,000.
$5,000.
But no, it has to be the same team. They can't trade. They can't
trade.
They cannot trade. You cannot say, all right, Lonnie Walker, you traded, and we got Kevin Durant. You can't do that.
No, they can't. They ain't not getting no KD.
I'm just saying. What about it has to be the
minor,
same
minor trades.
Minor
no.
trade.
All right, so $5,000, no trades.
No, as is.
No, they ain't going to keep this team like this. I say they get Buddy Hill or something.
Hey, that's a whole. Buddy Hill?
But they trade Russ or something.
Buddy Hill?
They trade Russ.
Buddy Hill, compared to the rest of them, Buddy Hill's an all-star.
Say they get goddamn.
All-star. Because we don't even know their names.
I'm just saying.
Because we don't. Obviously, if you name somebody, it's better than what we have because you don't even know their names. I didn't even know Walker was on, and I watched all six
who
games.
Who won the championship this year?
I'm watching the game tonight, and I'm pretty sure I'm still going to forget who that is.
Who won the championship this year?
Will it be stupid if I say Lakers?
I bet on any of them. Who wins the championship?
Oh, man. This is why fans, this is why we have heart attacks with teams, bro. Oh, you're killing us.
Who are the top three teams in the West? Who's going to be in the Western Conference Finals? I do that. Two teams.
Golden State. Even though they're struggling right now, but Golden State.
I got Clippers.
I don't like it's the Clippers though. I like the Clippers. When you're a Laker fan, you got Lakers right here. When you're a Laker fan, you can't bet with the Clippers. But I like the Clippers.
I like the Clippers.
I'll never go to a game. Because it's a Clipper. It's a Clipper game.
Clippers Laker game.
What if they win a championship? Do you go to the parade?
Hell
no. Is their parade gonna be cracking?
Yes, it's gonna be cracking.
It'll be cracking. It's L.A., bro. You know people pulling up.
Because they banner like finally get up. Are people mad because they banner finally get up with the Lakers? Like, damn.
Yeah. No. That's bizarre.
People in L.A. just like shit to do.
No. I'm telling you this right now.
But still, it's saying that
banner. If the Clippers win and they have a parade, I'm boycotting. Because Lakers won a championship and we ain't had no parade for that championship yet. So we gotta be at the same time.
You're gonna be next to people coughing.
We still haven't had it.
You wanted to die? You wanted to die?
No, I'm saying they should give us one right now then. Give us one right now.
Give us one
the day before the championship. If Clippers win a championship and they got theirs on like Sunday, then the Lakers get to have one on Saturday.
Hey, y'all are too much, man. But this has been another edition of No Chill with Gilbert Arenas Heat Check. We had a good time with this one, Swaggy P. We appreciate you pulling up.
You got thigh tattoos? You're sure.
You got thigh tattoos.
It never is.
Last time I came in here,
you gotta go to work.
Every time I come in here, shakes and snacks are laying around here.
Go to work.
He got
boots and booty shorts on.
How you gonna lose weight when you got chip bags?
That man came in here with boots and booty shorts.